hold from the first call.
Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I was transferred because there has been a fraudulent purchase payment put on my card, and I did not make that. And so I'm trying to get a refund.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
My name is Christy Curtis, 316 Parkway Drive, Danville, Virginia, 24541. And I have a cancellation number from the associate I spoke to just a moment ago who transferred.
Okay, and I see that you had entered the sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid on May 19th, paying $7.95.
No, ma'am, I did not.
And I see that the account was canceled and you were fully refunded for one charge. Now, could you verify your email address?
Why don't you let me know what you have, because I don't want to give out my information.
Ma'am, is that email address, that's i_travel_ww@hotmail.com?
No, ma'am.
So you don't know that email?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and do you know the phone number? That's 434-822-0556.
No, that is not my number.
Okay, ma'am, so your name and your shipping address does match to this account. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall authorizing the charge of $7.95 before we get this.
No, ma'am. The charge that's made to my account is $56.95. And no, I did not authorize a $7.95 shipping fee.
Okay, ma'am. And did you dispute the charge?
I'm doing that now.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Please move forward.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credit pending the investigation. And if it does come back as a true case of fraud, you should see him within 3 to 5 business days. And you stated that you already have the cancellation number, correct?
Correct.
And is there anything else I could do for you?
Yes, you can refund my money now.
You should see them back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Both charges, because the first charge I did not realize, the second charge I did not realize was under y'all's business, because I just had another one yesterday. I'm sorry, on the 21st.
And you were already refunded for that one.
So why can't I already be refunded for this one, the $56.95?
Ma'am, you should see them back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.